Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
I got
welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Jones, and we thank God again for you taking your time.
teaching. We thank you for your holy word on today, Father. We're going to bring forth to give you to your understanding, clarity, Lord, and be food to their spiritual soul, Father. We thank you for another blessed day, Father, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for another blessed time. We thank you for your mercy, for your grace, for your favor, Lord, for your reconciliation, Father, for your restoration in our life, Father. We thank you for your salvation by the grace of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us to go forth this day, Father, and bless and protect us on highways and byways, Father, Lord,
yes.
Between unseen yes. Daniel and Daniel's, Lord. We thank you so much for your word, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for worship, Lord. Thank you for being able to praise you in this country, Lord. Oh, wow,
yes.
Mighty God, you are, Father, Lord. Some place you can't praise God. Some place you can't lift your hand up and give God the glory, Lord. We praise and thank you, Lord. We have the freedom to live to you, to praise your holy name, Lord, your holy word, Father, Lord. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jehovah, Rapha, Lord, Jehovah, the Almighty God, Father. We thank God for your word, your spirit. Thank God for your sure, Father. We thank God for being Almighty God that you are, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, Father, Lord. For such a time as this, Lord, you bring forth your word, your people to come together as one, in one faith, one Christ, one unity, one spirit. To God be all the glory, Lord. We ask you to bless your people, Father. Those that listen to the broadcast, Lord, from day to day, Lord, encourage their heart, Lord, to restore their spirit, Father, and pray for their children, their family, their grandchildren, Lord, that you bless them, Lord, and pray that your will be done this day to the honor, to your praise, and to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's get into the study of God's word. The Lord has placed on my heart a message tonight that's entitled Triumph Through Song in the Night. Triumph Through Song in the Night. And our foundational scripture for this message is Job chapter 35, verse 10. I'm going to read it, but I'm going to ask if you would turn to Job chapter 1. Triumph through the song and the night. Job 35, verse 10, and it states, King James Version, but no one said, where is God my maker who gives songs in the night? Triumph through songs in the night. If you would turn with me to the book of Job, chapter 1, you may be aware of the recount of the story of Job. We're just going to delve a little bit into the study of his word, and the Holy Spirit's going to allow me to bring all of this together. So I'm going to ask if you just patiently follow along. Praise God. Praise God. The book of Job and chapter 1, verse 6 states, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, from whence do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth and walking back and forth on it. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered my servant Job? Job was a man that served God wholeheartedly, earnestly. Job was a man who was faithful in his belief and in his service and in his life to Almighty God. God knew of the relationship that he had with his servant Job. Did you notice that the scripture said that the Lord said to you considered my servant? He didn't say, have you considered the man Job? Job and Almighty God had a relationship. Job was a servant of the Most High God. And Satan was going around on the earth seeking and looking, as he does even now in the spirit, whom he may devour. And Job and the Lord said, okay, have you considered my servant Job? And know that even in the midst of this, God has a purpose in everything that he does. So I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but the Satan tells the Lord that Job is serving him only because of the benefit, basically, that comes from being a child of God, and that God has a hedge of protection around Job. And Satan tells God that if you remove this hedge of protection, then Job will curse you to your face. The Lord said, and he told Satan, that you can touch everything that belongs to Job, basically, other than you can't kill it. And it is, I'm giving you the Pastor Constance Whitehurst interpretation of this. As I said, I'm not going to read the entire book, but read the book for yourself, and you will find that what I'm sharing with you is true. You will see that in Job chapter 1, verse 13, Job loses his property, and Job loses his children. Job chapter 1, verse 13 says, now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking. Just a second. If you all can hear us, bear with us. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty.
What happened?
I took the screen too many times and came off chat. Oh, just a couple times.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Okay, I think we're back. All right.
Okay, I think we're back, and I hope you all are able to hear us. I still see those that are logged on. Praise God. Thank you for bearing with us. As I was reading Job chapter 1, verse 13, and it states, now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. A messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them when the Sabians raided them and took them away. Indeed, they have killed the servant with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. So Job, he had lost his property. Job, as I said, he had lost his children. And middle of the night. Job still has a song in the midst of the difficulty. So I want to talk to you tonight about triumph through the song in the night. And a subtopic is the power of a song. There are 3 points of power that I would like to share with you. Number one, songs serve as a release from sorrow. Songs serve as a release from sorrow. Number two, songs help us to visualize things as they ought to be. Songs help us to visualize things as they ought to be. And the third point of power is songs help us to endure until the morning comes. Songs help us to endure until the morning comes. Where is God, my maker, who gives songs in the night? Job 35:10. Praise God. If anyone that knows me, they know that I love music. I am a praiser at heart. For months now, every morning that I've been waking up hearing a song playing in my heart and playing in my mind, a song that just saturates my spirit. I wake up with this song. It just as if it is the artist themselves is singing it. And this is how the Lord and I, we connect first thing in the morning. Really, before even I become fully conscious, I can hear a song. God gives me a song. And I get up, I take time to pray, and the next thing I do, my family will tell you, is that I'll go to my television and click on YouTube, and I will then click on a certain song. As a matter of fact, whatever the song is that the Lord usually places in my spirit for that morning, that's the song that I start off with.
Amen.
And why do I do this? Because I want to saturate the atmosphere of our home with songs of praise.
Amen.
Don't you know that a song can, there is power in a song. A song can literally come in and change the tone, change the nature, change the atmosphere of the environment that you are in. Songs also, too, have a universal language.
Yes.
Songs cross cultural lines. Songs cross gender lines. Songs cross racial lines.
Yes.
We're talking about the power of a song.
Amen.
Well, as I make a decision each morning to raise the praise, because the word of God tells us that God himself comes down and inhabits the praises of his people.
Yes.
God inhabits the praises of his people. Think about that. Think about, again, how powerful it is that with a song, you can begin to sing a song and sing praises up to God. And you can make God himself stop and take notice and become aware of the song that you sing. And he makes a decision. And I love songs like songs that are songs of reassurance. Like, for instance, I will put on Tasha Cobbs, He Knows My Name.
All right now.
There are songs of victory.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, tonight, I know who I am.
All right now.
There are songs that uplift the character of my God, like how great is our God.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Songs are timeless. I can remember my grandmother and even still now my mom singing songs like Amazing Grace.
Yes.
How sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me.
Yes.
And songs like, oh Jesus, how I love calling your name.
Uh-huh.
Songs like Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Those songs are timeless, yet they are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Songs like Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Amen.
Oh, great is Thy Faithfulness. Morning by morning,
yes.
New mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, Thy hand has provided.
Mm-hmm.
Great is Thy faithfulness, oh Lord, unto me. Although those type of songs, they are timeless.
Mm-hmm.
Those type of songs are songs that we, that our ancestors would sing, even in times of difficulties. Mm-hmm. Many times when there would be times that some that didn't have food in the house, and
mm-hmm.
some would try to figure out how they were going to make ends meet, and mothers that would try to figure out how they were going to feed their children, and fathers that will try to figure out how they're going to have roof over their children's head.
Yes.
But they would always could come up with a song.
Amen.
And I just believe as they came up with those songs, and God, they came up with the song, and then God came down to inhabit those praises, miracles began to happen.
Yes.
Oh, yes, miracles began to happen. God began to take whatever the problem or the situation is, and He began to do as only He could do,
mm-hmm.
working it all together for our good. I'm talking about the power of a song tonight.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Triumph through songs in the night.
Yes.
Sometimes there are times when, as it was with Job, we go through times that are dark times.
Mm-hmm.
And we may try to figure out, okay, well, how am I going to get through this situation?
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to get through this period of darkness in my life?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, all you got to do is to raise up a song. Do you know that there are some songs that are so powerful,
mm-hmm.
they only are songs that have one word in the title of the song. One word.
My God.
Like Work by Anthony Brown or Donnie McClurkin's Stand.
Yes.
Just one word, or Mandisa's Overcomer. Just one word. Hezekiah Walker's Gratefulness.
Amen.
Just one word, but that is such an anointing on that one word.
Mm-hmm.
And there is such a power on that one word that,
amen.
God graces that to be able to go forth and as ministry and song.
Yes, yes.
And you can, and the power of God begins to move. Miracles begin to take place.
Mm-hmm.
Deliver
my God.
David, if you turn to the book of Psalms, David wrote the book of Psalms. And Psalms, P-S-A-L-M, it actually means song. It actually means song. The Bible tells us that before Jesus and his 11 sorrowful, bewildered disciples left the upper room to walk the dark pathway to the Mount of Olives,
uh-huh.
Guess what they did? They sang a hymn,
yeah.
Or a P-S-A-L-M, which is a song.
Uh-huh.
So it has been through millennia.
My God.
When God's people gather, whether in times of grief,
mm-hmm.
or in times of celebration, they raise up a song.
Yes.
The song, style, and instrumentation change with time, but singing remains a deeply rooted,
mm-hmm.
fundamental part of the Judeo-Christian heritage.
Yes.
From the spontaneous choir of former slaves,
mm-hmm.
on the far side of the Red Sea,
yeah.
to the elaborate professional choirs and orchestras that David assembled among the Levites.
Amen.
Singing became integral in Israel as worship became more and more organized.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, when David moved the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem,
yeah.
for the first time, he appointed some of the Levites to praise the Lord God of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
They raised up a song. They needed used stringed instruments,
mm-hmm.
and cymbals,
yes.
and trumpets, mm-hmm. according to 1 Chronicles 16:4-6. He also gave Asaph and his kinsmen the directive that thanksgiving be sung to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Years later, when the elderly David turned the kinsmen over to Solomon,
mm-hmm.
he designated 4,000 Levites,
my God.
To praise the Lord with musical instruments.
Mm-hmm.
that were made for them. In addition, David set more than 300 others,
mm-hmm.
to sing, prophesy in song,
amen.
Worship in song,
mm-hmm.
in the temple of God.
Yes.
All the music written for instrumentalists,
mm-hmm.
and all the songs written,
yes.
for the choirs, came together hundreds of years later,
mm-hmm.
in what we now call the Book of Psalms. The Book of Psalms is actually lyrics from songs,
mm-hmm.
that were prevalent back during the life of David and other prophets as well. 150 prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And 150 songs,
yes.
that became the hymn book of the people of God.
Amen.
We're talking about the Book of Psalms.
Yes.
In fact, many of the words from those songs have found their way into historic hymns of the church even today. And those songs, and are now contemporary praise and worship hymns.
Mm-hmm.
If you look, many churches, even today,
yes.
they take these exact words from the Book of Psalms, and many songwriters use these as praise and worship hymns. The very song, the 23rd song.
Mm-hmm.
If you want your child even to be able to recount something, whether or not it's scripture, whether or not it's the Lord's prayer,
yeah.
whether or not it's released from Saul. David also played music to help Saul when he was tormented with the evil spirit.
Yes.
Song served as a release from sorrow. Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23.
Amen.
1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23. Saul was tormented. And this verse tells us, and it came to pass that when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took a harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from Saul. It departed from him. We're talking about the power of music, the power of the song.
Amen.
Songs also, number two, help us to visualize things as they ought to be. I want you, those of you that are married, to reflect back on a time when you were dating. How many of you married couples have a favorite song? When my husband and I were dating, he would sing to me, and I would sing to him. One of our favorite songs was "I Believe in You and Me" by Whitney Houston. As a matter of fact, as we're getting ready at the end of this week to come into our 21st wedding anniversary, we sang this morning this very song to one another.
God be the glory.
Songs, powerful.
Yes.
Songs that are timeless.
Yes.
Songs that even if you might be off tune, it sounds good to those that are the recipient of the meaning and the words of those that song. So songs can, in fact, help you to visualize things as they ought to be. A song can carry words that will allow you to be able, as I said earlier, to change the atmosphere. A song, if you are at odds, even with your husband, if you're at odds with your spouse, take time to sing them a song.
Amen.
Oh, I guarantee you, just as it was when David played that song for Saul, no one can stand if you are having controversy, if you are in an argument with your spouse,
take the time
to back off and begin to sing a love song.
All right, now.
Oh, yes, it will alleviate any tension.
My God.
It will alleviate any stress. It will alleviate and bring forth a whole new atmosphere.
Yes.
Oh, yes, it will. Songs, number three, it says songs help us to endure until morning comes.
All right now.
Songs help us to endure until morning comes. When you find yourself in difficult situations, raise a praise.
Yes.
Because songs help us to endure until morning comes. Well, what do you mean by that, Pastor Constance? Well, I'm going to give you an example. Right here in Atlanta, Georgia, in April of 2014, a little boy by the name of Willie Myrick was out playing in his yard. There came up a car that pulled along the sidewalk, and the man got out And he coaxed Willie Myrick over to the car by showing him some money. As Willie Myrick bent down to pick up the money, the man grabbed him and quickly shoved him in the car, ran around to the other side, and drove off, kidnapping Willie Myrick. But guess what? Oh, Willie Myrick's parents, somebody, had taught this baby the power of praise. He began to, the according to the report, he said that the kidnapper told him not to say anything. He said, he told him to shut up and not say anything. But he didn't tell him not to sing anything.
All right now.
That baby began to lift up the song by Hezekiah Walker.
Yes.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship in one accord. Every praise. Every praise is to our God. Oh, yes, he did. And he began to sing that song over and over and over again until the kidnapper, he cursed it, but he kept on singing.
My God.
He threatened him, but he kept on singing. He told him that he would even harm him. But the baby kept on singing no matter what. He sang that song till it got to the point that this kidnapper couldn't take the song anymore.
My God.
He pulled over to the side of the road and opened the door over in East Point, Georgia, and let that child go free.
My God.
You tell me that is not an anointing on the praise of Almighty God. As the song went forth, it made national news.
Amen.
It went all the way to the ears of Hezekiah Walker himself, and he came down to Mount Carmel Baptist Church here in Atlanta, Georgia, to see Willie Myrick and embrace him.
My God.
And to thank him for the opportunity of sharing that song. We're talking about the power of your praise.
Yes.
Oh, it could have very well been another way where Willie Myrick was concerned. It could have been that that child would have lost his life. But the power of God, but the anointing of God, because, again, God is so faithful to his word. And I just believe that as Willie Myrick sat there and he began to praise God through that song, no matter what, God came down and he inhabited the praises of 9-year-old Willie Myrick, and he caused him, as he did even with the Peter in the jail cell. Oh, he opened those gates. He opened had that kidnapper to pull over to the side of the road, and the car door swung open, and Willie Myrick was set free because of the power of the praise of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, God. Oh, my God, how powerful is praises. When the praises go up, all the blessings, they come down.
Amen.
Yes, the word of God tells us that psalms help us endure until morning comes.
Yes.
Because Psalm 30, verse 5, tells us that weeping may endure for a night.
My God.
But joy, oh joy, cometh in the morning.
Yes.
So when you are in trouble, raise a song. When you need healing, raise a song.
Hallelujah.
When you don't know what to do, raise a song. Sacrifice of praise. Raise a sacrifice of praise.
Amen.
There is a song that says that, again, a long time ago, but it's still, again, it's so relevant. It says, we bring the
praise your holy name, Lord. Praise your holy name. The power of a song. Praise God. The power of praise. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
wow,
yes,
powerful
yes.
word from the powerful council. Whitehead, thank you for that powerful word.
God, be all the glory.
Amen. It's powerful all season long. Amen. Each and every day, that's a powerful word. You got power in praise and power in song. Sacrifice of praise. Amen. What a joy, what a blessing. God is inhabit the praises of his people. Amen.
Oh, yes, God. Oh, yes.
Praises of his people. Amen. He made me a jet hot rock for Paul and Silas to praise. It was so in midnight hour.
Yes.
Praise God. Made
oh,
a jet hot rock.
Yes.
I locked all the doors.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's the first jailhouse rock.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the first original jailhouse rock.
Original
amen.
Jailhouse.
Original jailhouse
Hallelujah.
Rock. Amen. At present,
yes.
he had one, but God
yes.
had an original one.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
made that jailhouse rock. Paul and Sarah, they're singing the song at midnight hour, amen, to the glory of God. God opened them doors up.
Yes.
Amen. All the prison came out.
Yes.
Amen. They didn't come out, but he locked all the doors.
Huh.
Amen. 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 Man got saved.
Amen.
Man got saved on that human family. Amen.
Yes.
The jailer got saved, praise
yes.
God, for the praise, the power of
praise.
No, underestimate the power of praise. Amen.
Amen.
My grandfather, my mom, was singing song around the house. Amen. Humming and singing
amen.
Songs. My sister sang this song. I'm singing this song to the glory of God. Amen. Around the house, he's singing up a praise
yes.
to the glory of God. And
yes.
angelic voices unto the glory of God. The power of a song. Amen.
Yes.
The power of a song. My grandfather been in there singing a song.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother.
Tommy.
My sister.
Yes.
To the high. To the glory of God.
The old people.
My God.
Don't
get me started.
Because the enemy don't
know what
they're
you're saying.
Talking about. Don't know what
amen.
You're talking about. Just
God
you
knows.
Know the words. Just
amen.
Lift up a hum.
God know about song.
Oh, yes.
God know about hum.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
God can break that thing down.
Oh, yes,
you know
can.
Exactly what you're talking
oh,
about.
Yes, can.
Amen. Praise go up to glorify God and his people. Amen.
Glory.
The power of a song.
Power of a song.
God is good all the time.
Oh, yes,
amen.
He is.
God
yes,
is good.
He is.
You
yes,
thank
he
God
is.
For that powerful word.
Praise
continue
God.
To sing today. Don't continue to raise the praise in your house.
Yes.
Pray to praise in your business. Pray to praise wherever
amen.
You are, your food.
Amen.
Pray to praise of a song.
On the way to work.
On the way to work. Amen.
Way to
God's song.
Early
morning time, late at night. Amen.
Yes.
God don't discriminate. You ready to praise unto him.
Amen.
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 Have the praises
of
his
people.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, to God be the glory.
Yes,
we
yes,
are going to take time. We always like to be able to give our audience the opportunity to share if this word has resonated in your spirit, or if you just like to share a comment or a prayer request, all you have to do is just press 1 on your dial pad. Press 1 on your dial pad, and you will be dispatched into the studio. Praise God. Raise a praise. Raise up a song. And the most difficult times. Oh, I just reflect on as we're preparing. If you, as I said, would like to share a comment, go ahead and press
testimony.
1 on your dial tone or even a testimony.
Amen.
I reflect back on the time of during the civil rights era and during those times that, again, were so difficult. And we as a people, of the black race, African-American race, would be joined together by songs that would be lifted up during those difficult times of the civil rights era. And the songs that would go forth and how, again, God would come down and inhabit the praises of his people. Oh, that was a powerful time. We don't have to look back too far to be able to see the power and the anointing of a song.
Do it right now.
Sacrifice of praise.
Do it right now. Same God back then. Same God today.
Same God. Same God.
Same
God.
Same God. Do it right now.
Yes.
God,
we just
change not.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. We give him all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Yes. We thank God. Oh, just for it, and God, the relationship with our Lord, it doesn't take a whole lot. He makes it so simple that could understand.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Then he places even songs and melodies in your heart
yes.
and in your spirit. Why? So that as he places them on the inside of you, you can in turn sing it back to God and sing it
Amen.
Back to him.
And we were created to praise God.
Amen.
Amen. This type of praise, we were created to praise God and give him glory and honor and praise. Amen.
Yes.
It's in us, in a born again believer, as a child of the Most High God.
Praise yes. Praise God. We have one tonight that would like to go ahead and share in the studio and share your comments, and your last four digits caller of your number is 4517. 4517. Praise God. We thank God for you. Go right ahead, please.
Good evening. This is Sister Lolita.
Good evening.
Hi. I enjoy it. Just the excitement in your tone and in your voice, and as you're talking about the praises of his people and the songs, and just singing his songs and coming back with those old songs. It just and I text you and say, hey, I got to get your attention to say, to sing my song. Hey, don't. Hey, nobody but God. Nobody can do it like
Amen.
Me.
Nobody but God.
Nobody.
All
and
right
down
now.
Through the years, God
Come
has been good to you. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Don't
yes.
get me to singing now, because you might have to put me in a choir. But
Amen. Praise God.
But I enjoy this tonight. I enjoy the praise and worship. I enjoy just how you just worded, how God's spirit just comes through the phone, just comes through the waves,
Amen.
The airwaves. And I truly enjoyed it tonight. I truly, and it's just a reminder, you know, even though I have my radio on and I'll sing, you know, a song, but
Amen.
Not like I used to. I used to wake up with a song, you know, on my tongue.
Yeah.
And I wake up singing. That's when you know
yes.
that you are tapping into something. When you wake up singing
yes.
a song. So,
Amen.
Hey,
Amen.
I miss those mornings, and I wish you'd just come on back in.
Come on.
But
come on. All you got to do is reconnect with
Amen.
It. That's all. Just reconnect
That's
with
it.
It. Praise
That's
God.
It.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So
we thank you.
I thank
Amen.
God for you all. I thank you for your faithfulness and your ministry. I pray that he just continue to strengthen you, take it glory to glory, from glory to glory.
Yes.
And he just expands your ministry on the radio and the airwaves. He expands it because there's people who need to hear. There's people who want to know. You know, what is it
yeah.
that I can do to take my spirit or to take the ministry God has given me to the next level? Just get into praise and worship.
Yeah.
You say, get into
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
And worship. Because when you worship
Amen.
Him, when you worship him, and then you begin, and then those tongues start rolling off of you, and then you go into a prayer, you can't do nothing but go higher. Like, because that's pleasing to him. He loves those
that's
times.
Right.
He
That's
loves
right.
the sound
That's right.
when you just sing
Amen.
Those,
yes.
those melodies unto him. He loves it.
That's
yeah.
right.
He didn't say that
That's
be
right.
beautiful. He
That's
just said a joyful sound.
Joyful.
That, come on now.
Joyful.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so
yes.
much for sharing that. Praise God. Praise
yes.
God. That is so So very true. It doesn't have to. I told someone once before when you begin to praise God and God filters that your tone through his ears, and it might not sound good to you, but it sounds like Mahalia Jackson to the spirit of
yes,
our
ma'am.
Most High God.
Yes, ma'am.
Through him. So yes, ma'am. Praise God. We
yes.
give God praise. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that, and God bless you tonight. Caller, who last four digits are 6399. You are live within the studio. Your last four digits are 6399. Go ahead, please.
Good afternoon. This is Pastor Henderson. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey,
oh, doing
God.
Great, 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 great. I just enjoyed the service tonight. I just wanted to share a little bit. I was thinking about when you was talking about the praise and the worship and all that. You know, I thought about it. Everybody can't worship God. A lot of folks can clap their hands, but everybody can't get in worship. He's the day that worship him, but worship in spirit and in truth. So you got
that's
to get in God and get in worship. You know, a lot of folks that they get in worship, but they get playing. That's why they can't get in worship, because they ain't in true worship. But I just thank God for how you were saying that, you know, about the worshiping and getting in the presence of God. And it reminded me of Paul and Silas at midnight.
Yeah.
And they sang songs and prayed prayers.
Yeah.
And it's something about when you get in the presence of God, things going to happen when you get in his presence.
Oh, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Then you're going to have to flee.
Amen. Yes, that's right.
Things, a situation's going to have to change. Ain't no way in the world you can get into a presence with an almighty God and remain the same. It just won't happen.
Yeah.
But we can ever learn how to get in the presence of God. Then we can see we can see God show up.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that tonight. Man, I really enjoyed the broadcast tonight, and I just wanted to share in us, let y'all know I'll be listening. I really appreciate it and kind of enhance my spirit for the week. And I just thank God for you all. And y'all just keep pressing on.
Amen.
Yes,
I just want to let y'all know that
we
love y'all.
We
appreciate
you.
All right.
Amen.
Okay, y'all have a blessed one. We thank God for you.
All right. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. And thank you for sharing that. We thank God for you and thank God for our listening audience. And, you know, as you were talking about, again, Paul and Silas, and as they had lifted up that praise, it just reminded me of, again, the timelessness of the praise of God, because you said something that is so relevant, that how can you come into the presence of God a change not be made? And that's the same thing that happened with that little boy, Willie Myrick. And he began, even at 9 years old, began to send up. God is not a respecter of persons. Somebody taught that child that all you got to do is to just raise up a praise to God. And even though his mama wasn't there, even though his daddy wasn't there, nobody was there but him and the kidnapper.
Amen.
But when he began to raise
up
that praise, God showed up and showed out on his behalf.
Amen.
And the enemy had to flee. He had that driver, that kidnapper had to pull over and release that child because the presence of God was there. The presence of God was there.
Almighty God.
Oh, my God. That's powerful. That's powerful.
Yes. Yes.
So we just thank God and we give him praise. We thank God for all of you.
Amen.
We have right at about 3 minutes left in the broadcast, so we're going to go ahead and close out tonight, and we just give God praise for his awesomeness, for his presence, for his grace, and for his mercy. And Lord God, we just pray, Heavenly Father, that we thank you, Lord, again for your presence. We pray for our listening audience, Lord God. We pray as they go forth that they will take this word, Lord God, that you have deposited within our spirits and deposited within their spirits, that they be able to use it, that to strengthen them to go forth and be able to advance the kingdom of God for your goodness and for your glory,
Amen.
Father. We give you all the praise. We pray that you go forth, have an awesome week, and to
God
be all the glory. Praise God. God bless you all. Have an awesome night.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Sing with me. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns.
Created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath.